Healthcare spending made up 5% of total U.S. GDP in 1960. In 2020, spending hit almost 20%.
National polls show Americans believe healthcare prices and drug costs are among their top pocketbook concerns.
Over the past 20 years, the runaway cost of health insurance has outpaced earnings and inflation, leaving our families with less freedom and less money. Families, small businesses, and individuals alike are struggling to find a way to pay for the health care they can't seem to afford. So how are we going to solve this problem? All over the world, technology is changing the way people and society connect and interact. The result? Countless industries are disrupted. But while the rest of the world has changed, insurance and the way we pay for healthcare remains broken and largely the same. What if there was a way we could all pay for healthcare that simply worked better and felt better than insurance? Well, today there is. We are Impact Health Sharing. We are a network of families, individuals, business owners, and small entrepreneurs who want to see the old way of doing things change. We use technology to connect tens of thousands of individuals and families across the nation to simply share and pay each other's medical bills. Old problems can be solved when people come together to leverage their sense of community with technology to control the cost of healthcare.
Save as much as 30 to 70% on your healthcare costs. Get a free quote from Impact by visiting impactmyhealthshare.com. Click the link below or scan the QR code on the screen to visit our website automatically.
Effort to rebuild our country, to renew its spirit, and to restore the allegiance of this government to its citizens. In short, we embarked on a mission to make America great again for all Americans. As I conclude my term as the 45th President of the United States, I stand before you truly proud of what we have achieved together.
Brothers, sisters, everybody say, gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how.
John did.
Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I a original? Yeah. Am I the only one? Yeah. Am I sexual?
Yeah. It's not streaming out. It's not.
Is it streaming on the
side? No. Can't you tell everybody to refresh? There it goes. I didn't have to refresh. There's something wrong.
President Donald Trump has been indicted.
It's the first time in the nation's 246-year history that a sitting or former president has been indicted.
This is a disgrace.
Let's be clear, folks. This is like communist level shit.
President Donald Trump
They don't want him busting through the gates again and getting reelected because that scares the hell out of them.
They spied on his campaign. They raided his home. Now they indict him. They've been after him. But in spite of everyone being after him, he said he would reduce regulations. He did. He said he would cut taxes. He did. He said he would build the wall. He did. He said he would put the embassy in Jerusalem. He did. He said he would get us out of that crazy Iran deal. And he did. He said he would put conservatives on our highest court. He did. What he told us, we the people, that he would do.
They are doing anything they can to stop him and to stop what he is trying to accomplish.
Americans will rally around him because he stood for things they believe in, and they came after him because they want to come after you and all of us.
He's number one in the polls. He's the only one who can stop this lawlessness. He's the only one who will restore equal justice under the law.
It will be my personal mission
that the America you know and love is gone, and it's why we need to fight to bring her back.
America is on the edge of an abyss, and our movement is the only force on earth that can save it.
Either the deep state destroys America, or we destroy the deep state. If you put me back in the White House, their reign is over.
I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution.
This is the final battle. They know it. I know it. You know it. Everybody knows it. This is it. It's time to deliver a victory for the American people. We are going to start winning again.
You're standing in front of a freight train here. How are you going to stop it? Remains to be seen.
My fellow Americans, 4 years ago, we launched a great national.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Good All morning. Right.
So you may consider that what I'm about to say is negative, but it's not.
Okay.
Okay. They assassinated John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent decades, you know, cover up and whatever. People took over.
Mm-hmm.
They're called conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
Did the American people, you know, I mean, if I were to say, hey, President Trump will be your president, and then they're going to shoot and kill him, and then a bunch of freaking Maoists are going to take over. How do you think people would respond to that right now? How would they respond? They'd be very upset, correct?
Sure.
It would be an explosion.
On Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, they attacked our U.S. ship called the USS Liberty. They, the cabal.
Mm.
They used the Gulf of Tonkin incident as a means to get us to war. 56,000 men and women died in the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
They have gotten us into war. Falsely, every single time, because there's so much money in it. And our sons and daughters have died. We were told that we're fighting for freedom, and when in fact we were fighting so that they could become rich. They take that money and they weaponize it against us, took over the media. And then they continued their trends, of course. They had somebody in President Ronald Reagan. Well, first of all, let me back up. In 1971... because he's such an intellectual, arrogant. By the way, has Kissinger died yet?
Yes.
He did. Exactly.
He did.
Okay. I think we celebrated that.
As much as he tried not to.
Yeah. Kissinger, if he were still around, I would definitely put him on the list of those people that need to die soon.
Mm.
Right? That we could pray for. Because Henry Kissinger the intellectual that he is. He's so smart and geopolitical, New World Order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Set up his little New World Order. He was so freaking arrogant and intellectual. He literally took everything that we believed in, all right, and sold it off to the freaking Saudis. Got away from the gold standard, right, which is constitutionally appropriate, because John F. Kennedy, of course, didn't like what was going on with our currency. They shot and killed him, all right? But the best way to extract the wealth of a nation is to do exactly what Henry Kissinger did. And that put us in jeopardy. Got away from the gold standard. They started printing money like crazy. And guess what they did? Through that whole effort, what they did was they said, guess what? We're going to basically steal one penny at a time and the trillions of pennies and over and over and over again. And everything that these people have worked for decades, we're going to take all their wealth and we're going to offshore it for a select group of individuals that are intellectual and have to lord over everybody else and set up their new world order. Excuse my French, okay? I don't know if I should say this now. Lord, please get out of my head what you just heard me say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was an F-bomb. Yeah, it's not appropriate. It's not. Death to their new world order. Death to their globalism. And it shall come every day that I exist and breathe. Okay? Every day that I exist and breathe. I said that I was going to lay it all on the line. And I would go down with the sinking ship. But I would never, like, take the number of the beast and, right? I spoke with somebody yesterday, very influential. Just under attack, has been for many, for a long time. I've been under attack. Okay. And the American people are not rising to the occasion. They're not understanding what's happening. And just like what happened with the Q movement, a military-styled PSYOP has conditioned people to accept once they get immersed in a coup d'etat. But it's a soft coup. You know, it's a coup d'etat, it's a friendly coup. Don't worry about it. You got to be peaceful. Right? And they've been convinced that for the next 217 days that the military is in charge. Don't worry about it. President Trump's going to come in. President Trump could be assassinated tomorrow. And then what do you got? What do you have, folks? I mean, think about that. What if they killed President Trump today? And I don't want that. What the point I'm trying to make is, what do you have at that point, right? That's why they're attacking him, because they know that we are slow cooked into doing nothing about anything. And the only person that is wide awake to it is laying it all on the line. He's willing to take the slings and arrows, and he's doing it. But what happens when they take him out? He's carrying the weight of the entire world on his shoulders right now, everything. He's got through leadership by example, he's built a family. He had taken money, you know, from his dad and scaled that up to serve our nation, period. I know this personally and firsthand. I have benefited from his teachings at a time that all he was doing was, through his example, saying, you know, dress for success. This is how you, you know, I read the book Art of the Deal. I was in sales training meetings live with President Trump sitting in his conference room live on a webinar, listening to him and what it took to build a future for yourself in independence, building a business out of the trunk of your car, if you have to, step by step by step, right? I heard that directly from this man. Was part of the organization where he was encouraging. And guess what? I'm sitting in a bunker in Southern California. I say a bunker, right?
Sure.
At my computer, you know, in a corner of the house. I wasn't living in a skyscraper. And he inspired me to take ownership, right? right? He inspired me to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go read his tweets. He did. I literally adopted what he was inspiring everybody to do. And I earned a really good living and it changed my life. It did. Changed my life. Why? Because I had independence. I paid off my debt, I paid off bills, I had money in the bank, went on vacation 4 times a year, provided for my family. And it was all because of what President Trump had taught and inspired and led by example. I wasn't listening to some homeless person. I was listening to somebody who was talking to me from a skyscraper that he built. Right?
Right.
What happens when he takes a vacation? Does the whole country shut down at that point? What happens to us? I mean, he can only do, through his example, willing to take the slings and arrows. You know why? Because he knows what's happening to you. He knows it. He knows what's happening to you. And he knows that you just need more time to wake up to the realities of the world. And if he can just get in that seat, he's going to make our country great again. Making America great again, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a radical extremist concept. It is something that threatens the existence of the global world order. And I say, anybody that opposes making America great again and setting an example for the entire world to see, it's a globalist minion. You have been slow cooked into accepting the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the Gulf of Tonkin, the USS Liberty, the selling off of our sovereignty to a bunch of Saudi Arabians, okay, to get cheap oil and then buying up our debt. They knew they were going to accumulate to the point to where it was unsustainable, but it gave them the opportunity to hide what they were doing. Put everything on your credit card and offshore everything in the Cayman Islands. And extracted from the banking system in the United States of America that have every intention of collapsing, and they are. Will the dollar be strong if they want it to be? Will the dollar collapse if they want to? Will the CBDCs come if they say so? Will the nation go to war if they want to? Will the media be on our side or their side? Depends on what they want. They've infiltrated every single institution. They've infiltrated everything sacred in our country. They've stolen from us. They've killed us. They've raped. They've pillaged. And they don't care about any of us. If they can just convince you that for the next 217 days that you believe that the military is in charge, that Trump is going to be in office, and look at him, and he gets away with everything, and oh my goodness, wait for November. If they can convince you to do that, look at what happened to the military psyop on all of the people that were sitting on the cue boards, being slow cooked into thinking that the military was going to be in charge and President Trump is still the commander in chief. What was the desired effect? It was to keep you at your computer at home, silent. And what did we get in return? From your silence, what did we earn for our country? I got notifications because of something that happened with payment on, and I'm not going to mention who it is, okay? We were supposed to, as we do every single month, major sponsor, whoever, just we have sponsors, right? And because I've been at the mercy of others, okay? I got notification we're at $0 in our primary account. Did you know that? Zero. And I've been asking for the support of our viewers, but they say, oh, we can't, we're having tough times. Okay, tough times. But if everybody participated, right? I mean, literally, I'm going to go back in time. It's not a statement, but it's true. If everybody participated, right? If we had tens of thousands of people, we had hundreds of thousands. I could go back and show you. Hundreds of thousands. If everyone participated instead of a select few, we would have had strength. We would have had a war chest, but we didn't. So what do you get in return for the old model of relying upon a few group, a small group of people to carry us? What do we get in return for that? That model where you say, oh, I can hide behind my computer and I don't have to do that in other people. Or I can just stay at home and President Trump will save my country.
Thank you, Bill.
Right? Bill mm-hmm. Tennis, thank you.
Angie.
I said, okay, please keep me posted since we left. Okay, here it is. We gradually shut up. Everything.
Thanks. I want to say thank you to everybody who just contributed. You guys are amazing. Thank you all. Obviously, we have an issue here, so just hang tight. But in the meanwhile, I do want to say that I saw a post this morning from Matt Gaetz. And, you know, Pete, Matt Gaetz is saying that they know what's happening. And that is that the Democrats are paying Rhino Republicans and offering them incentives to give up their seats so that Hakeem Jeffries can take over as Speaker, and then so that they can pass bills and regulations and restrictions to keep Trump from taking office. It is so disgusting, okay? And I'm watching Matt, and I'm thinking, well, my goodness, if you know, that is illegal at the highest point of illegalism, right? I mean, he tweets it out, but he's not going to do anything. I mean, if I'm in Washington, D.C. right now, and I'm Matt Gaetz, I'm barring the door, right? I am insisting that you don't use the FBI, don't use Washington, D.C. Metro Police. You do it yourself, right? He is a lawmaker. There has to be something that they can do to stop this from happening. I think there's two more Rhino Republicans that are giving up their seat, and that's it. And when they do that, and they take a vote to replace Johnson, guess who's going to be the Speaker of the House? Guess who it is? Guess who it's going to be? And then guess what's going to happen, right? And Matt Gaetz spends his time doing interviews, telling the American people that the Democrats are still right. I mean, this coup has never stopped since the moment Donald Trump came down the escalator and announced he was going to run for the presidency in 2015. It has not stopped against that man. It has not stopped. Not only against him, but the American people. And they are going after him. They know that Biden is their choice because Biden will sign anything. He'll sign anything that they tell him to. That's why they want to keep him in office. It doesn't matter that he's almost in a vegetative state. They don't care about that. You can make all the memes in the world putting down Biden and making fun of him, and they don't care. It doesn't affect them whatsoever. But I am telling you, this is Matt Gaetz is saying he knows this is happening and he's not doing anything. He's not doing anything. I cannot believe that Speaker Johnson, all of these people who are supposedly MAGA aren't in Congress right now screaming at the top of their lungs and threatening these people, right? I mean, I mean going to drastic measures here, okay? This is an act of war on the United States of America. It 100% is. Do you, Pete, do you think that the founding fathers would have buckled and bowed to this? Do you think that they would have? I honestly don't think that they would have. I don't think that the people of that time would have when this country was being founded. You know, where is that spirit? Are these people so afraid of losing their wealth? Remember what their credo was, what they, the founding fathers and the people of that time said, that they were willing to give up their life and they were willing to give up all of their money and everything for the cause. And that's what the problem is here. They're not willing to give up the money and their position and their power. Wow, thank you. What is that 808 bill for $100 Rumble Ram? Fuck up for humanity. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bill. Man, that's amazing. Thank you. So, you know, that's what I wanted to come on here and talk about today, Pete. And I think that's why.
Yeah, you know what?
What you are getting around to,
yes,
is that people just are not. Well, they've got the conservatives in this country, and let's call it the populist movement. As much as I see out there, as much as I see people saying we're going to kick ass in November, you know, we have 217 days. Trump is topping the charts. He's wildly popular with the Black community, the Hispanic community, right? The Chinese community, for sure. The Jewish community. He's wildly popular. But they don't care that he's wildly popular, and they don't care that he's polling far and away from Joe Biden. The only way they can stop him is through a takeover. And make no mistake, that's exactly what's happening here. These Republicans that are giving up their seat, they are the ones who are looking at it and saying, I am willing to give up my power and my fortune to make sure that Donald Trump does not become the president again. And we have absolutely no MAGA people who are willing to do that. Why? Because they're so new and they're just starting to get rich. And I'm sorry, but that is the truth of the matter here, because they should be barring those doors and they should be making some pretty viable threats right now. And they should be getting up coalitions that come in and stop this. And they are not doing it. This is an act of war on the American people. It's unconstitutional. It is a coup d'etat. It is treasonous. And still, they do nothing but go on Twitter and complain and tell you that you are about to lose everything if you don't send them money and you don't vote for them. That's their answer.
Okay.
That's their answer.
So I have to take care of something here. All right. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to. Hold on a second. I'm going to go on mute here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to try to have that taken care of, but I have to take care of it myself. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's the bottom line. But there's a positive side of it, okay? Here's the positive side. The Pete Santilli show is a losing proposition. It is. I mean, there's just toxicity in the realm where we're at, and we've actually reached right now the end of our rope financially. That's it. I'm deep in debt, but I'm going to have to make some changes for the positive, and I certainly will. And I hope that you join me. All right. There's a way to do that. I need to shift gears because. And you can't say, oh, we will support you. You know what I mean? And you do. And for our angel investors, that's great. What I'm going to do is I have to let everybody know it's going to require a combination, okay, of support from our viewers and our sponsors. Because this is what happens is when we don't get the support from our viewers and then... I'm not mentioning any names at all. It's just a conglomeration of stuff. But when we don't receive at the beginning of the month the support from our sponsors, meaning, you know, we get that just disbursement, and our account goes to zero. Well, if we have, you know, no support from our viewers, other than, of course, our angel investors, we certainly appreciate that. We do. But when that happens, and I mean, there's no reason. It's absolute insanity if I were to continue on right now. So what I'm going to say is the Pete Santilli show is going to be shutting down right now. And I have to go take care of business. So what I need to do I can't afford to, you know, to give up, but I have to change what we're doing here. Okay. I'm going to ask you right now to, because there's tremendous things that are going on here, impactmyhealthshare.com. Go there. We're going to be launching an effort. I was going to do the Pete Santilli show and then, you know, build the Impact Healthshare because lots of good stuff coming with the wellness company, Impact Healthshare, ACN, so on and so forth. Together, that's an opportunity. And it would have just taken me longer if I wasn't forced to do what I'm about to do. I'm going to have to commit solely. The Pete Santilli show is not receiving the support. I made a decision here that I'll share with, you know, maybe our local subscribers. I don't want to disparage anyone at all. It shouldn't require that, but it's, you know, being in the business of selling toxic soup, okay, to an audience that, you know, I mean, I want to teach the, if I have an audience of people that can't afford to not get on a rail car, that's a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like, I would much rather stop being a talk show host spewing nonsense and teach everyone to have the discretionary income, right? To say, you know, that you can support things like your passions and the First Amendment and stuff like that. Like, if I'm talking to a bunch of people that don't have an extra dollar among all of them to support us, then I want to change that. I want to dedicate my life to teaching you not to do that, because one day they're going to say, oh my goodness, you have no electricity, no storable foods, no nothing. You live paycheck to paycheck. You didn't save a dime because they stripped it from you. And you did not save for a rainy day or put your independence in your own hands. I want to dedicate my life into making sure that they're going to offer you getting on a rail car and getting a wristband and going to a FEMA camp in order to get food. Because you were in a position to where they wanted you to be, that their solution is the only thing that you have left, and that is getting on a rail car. I want to change that. I want to stop doing the Pete Santilli show and dedicate my life to making sure that you're not in that position. So I'm not losing hope. I'm just actually smartening up right now. Right? Mm. Smartening up. I'm going to have to do this right now. Now, if by chance we have angel investors, if you have the means and you can help me out, help us out, you know, and shut my cake hole, and you have the means to do that, I can't think of a better time to step up. You can contact me at pete@sbnmedia.tv. I'm going to be sending out emails. I'm going to find out who's there. And if we do not change the direction that we're at today and tomorrow, then I'm going to tell you that, you know, where I'm at. I'm in a different direction. But the Pete Santilli Show at this point has just basically heard a boop, 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 right? I'm literally getting flooded with emails right now from our bank account because the deposit wasn't made. All right? So the next 48 hours, things are going to have to change dramatically. Okay? You understand what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, I do.
Okay, so what I want to ask you to do, and if you want to join me in, you know, something completely different that, you know, I don't have to. It's not toxic soup. It's a great thing. You know, impactmyhealthshare.com. If you go there, sign up, right? Sign up. If you become a customer of Impact My Health Share, we're going to give you a free QUX box. We'll provide all the details about that. But the first step is to get a quote. If you're interested in becoming a small business owner, all right, I will be dedicating the next couple of days here to the people. Okay, again, imagine this is a real scenario. If everybody in our audience says that they can't afford to support us.
Thank you, Ms. Q.
If everybody.
Wow, thank you.
If everyone in our audience says we can't afford to support you, and that's pretty evident, right? That they're saying that. They say that all the time. And you don't support us, then I'm going to dedicate my life to changing it so that you have the discretionary income. Because this sounds disappointing, doesn't it? Right. Does this not sound, it would sound disappointing if you're tuned into the show and you like tuning into the show and all of a sudden it's going to go away. Right. You can't have it both ways. You can't keep the show and do it at my expense, meaning my destruction, because that's what's happened here. Okay. Because we get stung, really. I mean, if you look at it, it's got to be a balance between supporters and sponsors, right? Because if the supporters don't support and then something happens with a deposit at the beginning of the month, which is what happened, we're finished. We're literally have no choice but to go. My mouth is dry right now. Can you imagine that? It's not because I'm nervous either. I'm really sobering up to the reality of what I just said. That if we're that vulnerable, we're literally, as a talk show, the equivalent of having to accept in order to get our next meal to get on the rail car. What do you do? Say, no, we're going to stay here and die? No, you know what? I'd rather go be pushed up in front of the butter Jesus.
Ms. Q says she bought 2 wellness kits with promo code Pete. Thank you.
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's another
thing. You won't be sorry either.
Oh, here's another thing. Okay. Yeah. There are big things happening with the wellness company. All right. Let me tell you. All right.
Yeah. Having those.
Actually, I need to
having
go,
those kits in I your house.
Go, I need to go right now. If you go to twc.health/.
Thank you, Poppy.
Huh?
Poppy said they bought one too.
Okay, if you go to TWC.
Oh, thank you.
If you go to, if you guys go to TWC.health.
Waskis, $100. I love your show. Hope this helps you stay on. Oh, thank you so much.
What I would like, if you could, all right, because by depositing that, and we appreciate it, receive that a month or so down the road.
Yeah.
All right. So we appreciate your donations on Rumble Rants. We're literally 100%. Talking about, like, I have to go, you know, I don't know what I have to do.
Well, we'll figure it out.
We will.
God's with us.
If you go to Locals and make a contribution, that's petesantilli.locals.com/support. You know, I was literally trying to give away free, because we have to go into the private. Trying to give away free local subscriptions. And somebody says, I'm not going to pay for stuff I can get for free. I literally had a couple people say that to me. I said, okay, you don't have to do anything. You don't. And therefore I say, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to do anything. Let me know how your free goes.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But here's the bottom line. We can do this, but it's not going to be on its current path. So I ask, if you're an angel investor and have the means, you can actually make, and we've had people make, you know, I received, and I have an angel investor who's going to be part of what we're doing, made a $10,000, you know, and I had credit card debt at the time, right? Mm-hmm. Made a $10,000 donation through Locals. You can do that. Okay. You can make a donation if you have the means to do that. It was great timing because we had to pay credit card bills. That was stupid, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. We're just doing everything that we can to stay afloat, right?
PeteSantilli.locals.com. If you have the means to do it, please do so now. If within the next 48 hours, we don't have people step up to save us, not talking about supporting us, okay? There will not be a Pete Santilli show. I'm going to dedicate to making sure that, you know, the impact health sharing. I mean, maybe I can go work for Dr. Peter McCullough. Okay. Look at, you see this right here? You see that right there? If you do not have these critical medications prescribed by a doctor on hand, right? Because you quote unquote can't afford it. Then this is what I want you to do. One of two things. And this is so genuine. All right. Here's the deal. You ready? If you do not have an emergency kit on hand, right? If you do not have an emergency kit on hand and you say, I can't afford it, I'm going to give my life, okay, to help making sure that you never say that again. That I can't afford critical medications to keep myself alive. Okay. So I'm going to go all in to say this. If you go to twc.health/Pete, if you don't have a kit and you can't afford, right, to buy a kit, because I don't have the money, we're going to stop that. Here's your second option. You're going to go to impactmyhealthshare.com. You're going to request a quote and request information on becoming an affiliate. Because being an affiliate right now with one of the biggest booming products on planet Earth, we're going to make sure that you never say that you can't afford to keep yourself alive, okay? If things have gotten that bad, forget about the show. You don't need a talk show. You need this, right? Mm. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I've been noticing an uptick here, and there's a trend. This meningitis, it's a very, it's rare, but it's on the uptick, and it's being spread once again through the gay community mostly, right? But once somebody gets it, and they, you know, and you're in close proximity with that person, you're going to get it too. And I mean, this meningitis is off the hook, dangerous, very dangerous. I've seen an uptick, and that article's being put out about that, right? people not getting antibiotics in time, the right proper antibiotics that they need, and then to fight it. And even that doesn't work for some people, right? And then, you know, there's all of these viruses that are coming out, and, you know, COVID is, they're still amping that up. I mean, it's incredible. If you watch, and if you're watching the trend about this, the bird flu is back, the avian flu is back, and they're saying that it's being spread to humans through cattle, right? So I've been watching this trend, and they're planning something pretty big, I think. But this meningitis thing is something. Listen, just last year, very good friends of ours, Brianna Bundy and Mal Bundy, lost their 2-year-old. He went swimming, and he got the parasite, this little microbe, in his nose, and it ate his brain within like 3 days, I think. Right, Pete? I think he lasted 3 or 4 days, maybe, when he started showing signs. But these are dangerous times, right? I mean, we have to be really careful. So, having this COVID kit is what I call it, our COVID kit, and having it ready, it gives you a sense of security, actually, knowing that there's antibiotics in there for just about everything under the sun. And, you know, most of us have had sinus infections from colds or flu or whatever. And, you know, we know when we have a sinus infection, right? You know, instead of having to go to the doctor and spend money to go to the doctor, it's there, and it's there for you, right? And then
how many people do we have? How many people do we have on the stream right now?
862.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have not gotten 862 messages.
Yeah. Well, you got a bunch of really nice donations.
Yes, thank you.
I'll tell you that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just keep in mind.
Oh, right, really, Miss Q? Meningitis, you mean? You lost somebody to meningitis? So last night we did something really special. That.
If 808 bill, $100. Buck up for humanity. Boom.
If you guys, last night we did something really special. We watched The Chosen. We watched two episodes. Their pilot, the pilot episode about the birth of Christ, and it was beautiful. People were blown away, right? Mm-hmm. And then we watched the very first episode of season one. And, you know, we're always trying to stay in contact with you guys and to do special things like that as an incentive to get your support, things that you like, right? So, you know, we can do more of that if we're not always struggling trying to find out where we're going to get the money to do stuff like that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
And it's really tough out there. I mean,
yes, it is. Dr. Gabe, are you serious? Don't worry about the board problems. You're a heck of a technical guru. That's hilarious.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. You know what? Seriously, if we have anyone, I mean, what I'm doing anyway right now, I'm going to be gearing up. We have all the paperwork for you to become a partner in what we're doing and get a return on the investment and get a share in the business. So if you invest in us as an angel investor, you know, and is it for the Pete Santilli show? Or is it for, I have to change up. In 14 hours is going to be a completely different life. Okay. It will be a Pete Santilli show that is funded by an angel investor, because right now we're vulnerable and at the mercy. We have basically an audience that's literally been brainwashed and slow cooked, right? Into, Right. And I say that brainwashed and slow cooked into thinking like no things are going to happen in November.
Thank you,
and,
guitar boss.
And Pete Santilli can just carry us. But that has come to a screeching halt. I mean, it's eventually when you start getting messages from the bank, you know, that you have $0. What are you going to do? Amazing again, Cindy. Guitar, thank you. I'm going to make, I have to make some calls right now. If you are a potential angel investor, now hear this. Now hear this.
Go to Locals and invest immediately. Locals.
That's right. You can send me to Pete at sbnmedia.tv. Anyone that invests over $1,000, you're going to get a return on your investment, and you're going to get documentation as to having a share in what we're setting up. Where do you watch The Chosen? You are, dude. That's how you've been able to stick around. How you've been able to stick around. You know what? Actually, we've been able to stick around. I mean, I haven't been looking for wealth, fame, and fortune, I'll tell you that. But I, so two phone calls so far. When will they stop? Deborah, it's on Netflix right now. Pete at SBN Media. It's .tv. Angie, it's Pete at SBNmedia.tv. Pete at SBNmedia.tv. All right. If you are an angel, as a matter of fact, right now, with the number of people we have, it's 10 o'clock. We have to go. I had to actually reschedule our guest because of the calls I need to make right now. Let's do this. I will tell you before I sign off right now. Based on any potential angel investor that's willing to step up right now to literally freaking give us CPR, you can send an email and say, Pete, I have $1 trillion. Here you go. You can send me an email, which I've received none. If you have the ability right now and you're hearing my voice, 1,000 people in the chat room, right? If there's anybody right now that's has the means, you will be one of my telephone calls. Pete at sbnmedia.tv. Okay. Let me know how much you're willing to invest. I'll send you the paperwork for your return on your investment, share of the business. I have documentation of that. I've got QUX, Million, Gavin. They got everything in what we've got going on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, guys. Listen, right. We want to thank everybody for being with us this morning, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end on this note, right? I'll go to this land right here. Right here. When your promo codes don't let it know where it came from, like where it stated purchase from, just curious. Yeah, right now, promo codes are great. You know, if you go to But that's great. That's income next month, right? Because it's a month out. That's not what we're looking to do right now. Right now, I'm looking to call the police.
Right. Oh boy.
Yeah, but we're just gonna, you know. We have to keep the faith, right?
That's it. We keep the faith.
And
that's it.
We keep the faith. We do.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to ask any potential angel investor, right, to send me an email to Pete at sbnmedia.tv. And if we don't have any, And ladies and gentlemen, I say hallelujah. What do you say?
Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah. Come on, sing. Sing hallelujah. 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 Lift your voice to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, every voice, lift it up.
Chat with you about Bellatrim, our comprehensive weight management product. Now, most people early on will register a reduction in cravings associated with Bellatrim. How does it do that? Well, it does it by changing the levels of hormones that are associated with either hunger or satiety. It lowers the levels of ghrelin, a hunger hormone, and it raises the levels of GLP-1, the satiety hormone. As a result of that rebalancing act, you have fewer cravings. Net result, fewer trips to the snack cabinet where you may eat something that you shouldn't. It's comprehensive, it does a lot more than that though. There is an absolutely fascinating action on a metabolic switch called AMP kinase, AMPK. AMPK is associated with the preferential burning of fat as a metabolic fuel. And as a result, you have a reduction in visceral fat and reduction in waist circumference. It does more than that. It also helps regulate blood glucose. Blood glucose is a huge factor in weight management. And it does that by optimizing the actions of insulin. It also affects blood lipids. It lowers LDL, lowers triglycerides, all of those bad cholesterols that you hear about, at the same time as raising the levels of HDL, the good cholesterol. In addition, for cardiovascular health, it also helps normalize blood pressure. There's more to it than that, though. It also improves your microbiome. We do that by several ways. One, there's an ingredient in there that stimulates a greater diversity. And the other one is prebiotics, FOS and GOS, that help feed the good bacteria, gentrify your microbiome. So, Bellatrim, comprehensive. Enjoy it. Cheers.
Sign up for monthly AutoShip and get a big discount. Visit pete.bellagraceglobal.com today. That's pete.bellagraceglobal.com today.